This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, January 11, 2010. The True Owner. The scripture is Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. We were born into someone else's kingdom. We did not choose our skin color, hometown, IQ, or body type. We did not choose our economic condition, our neighborhood, or the century we live in. We were born into someone else's kingdom. Why, then, do we often live with the illusion of being in control? We assume we can find our own way. We learn in kindergarten to make good choices. So off we go through grade school, picking out our own backpacks and designer clothes, video games and bicycles. We grow older and pick a college. Some of us choose a spouse and decide how many children to have. We find a career and decide whether to try a new one. We act like we're in control. Into our illusion comes the life-giving words of Psalm 24. The oil fields of Venezuela, uranium mines of Russia, and Great Barrier Reef of Australia belong to the one whose kingdom we live in. Psalm 24 takes us back to Genesis 1. The earth is God's handiwork. It belongs to the Lord. To breathe air, to eat lettuce, or to ride a bike is to live in the world that expresses God's power. For centuries, Jewish folks have used this psalm as a mealtime prayer. We would do well to recite it when we visit a shopping mall, look at the ocean, or watch the evening news. Everything belongs to God, even us.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.